This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Legal limit alcohol reorganizes brain networks, not just sedation. Alcohol consumption at the legal driving limit triggers fundamental reorganization of brain networks rather than simply sedating neural activity, according to new neuroimaging research. The study, published by Biesenberger and colleagues in Drug and Alcohol Dependence 2025, reveals that individual variations in network fragmentation predicts objective intoxication levels, even when blood alcohol concentrations remain identical, 0.08 cent, legal blood alcohol limit, where brain network reorganization occurs. Brain network changes predict intoxication levels. Correlation between network fragmentation and subjective alcohol effects at legal BAC limit 0.08 cent. Legal, back threshold low moderate high, 0.020, 0.050, 0.080, 0.zen. Source, Biesenberger et al., Drug and Alcohol Dependence, 20 Georgian Medical Journal New, fMRI reveals network fragmentation at legal limits. The Biesenberger research team used functional magnetic resonance imaging to examine brain connectivity patterns in participants who reached the 0.08% blood alcohol concentration legal threshold. Unlike previous studies that focused on overall brain activity suppression, this investigation mapped how alcohol disrupts communication between different brain regions. Biesenberger and colleagues discovered that alcohol's primary effect involves fragmenting established neural networks rather than uniformly dampening brain function. This fragmentation creates isolated clusters of brain activity that struggle to coordinate effectively, according to their findings published in Drug and Alcohol Dependence 2025. The Biesenberger study challenges conventional understanding of alcohol's neurological impact, which traditionally emphasized sedative properties. Instead, their data suggest alcohol acts as a network disruptor, severing critical communication pathways between brain regions involved in executive function and sensory processing. Individual brain response variations explain intoxication differences. Despite identical blood alcohol concentrations, participants in the Biesenberger study exhibited markedly different subjective intoxication levels. The research team found that the degree of network fragmentation, rather than overall alcohol concentration, predicted how intoxicated individuals felt. This finding from the Biesenberger study has significant implications for understanding why some people appear more affected by alcohol than others at the same blood alcohol level. The World Health Organization recognizes individual variation in alcohol response as a key factor in impairment assessment. Participants with greater network fragmentation reported stronger subjective effects, including dizziness, cognitive impairment, and motor coordination difficulties, according to the Biesenberger study. Those whose brain networks maintained better connectivity experienced milder intoxication symptoms, despite reaching identical blood alcohol thresholds. Clinical implications for impairment assessment. The Biesenberger research suggests current blood alcohol testing may provide incomplete information about actual cognitive impairment levels. Network fragmentation patterns could potentially serve as more accurate predictors of functional capacity than blood alcohol concentration alone. According to the study findings, the Biesenberger team noted that traditional breathalyzer and blood tests measure alcohol quantity but cannot assess individual neurological response patterns. The study's findings support developing more sophisticated impairment evaluation methods that consider brain connectivity changes alongside chemical measurements, as discussed in recent clinical updates. Implications for traffic safety and legal standards. The Biesenberger research raises important questions about current legal frameworks that rely solely on blood alcohol concentration thresholds. Their network fragmentation data suggests that some individuals may experience significant impairment below 0.08%, while others maintain better function above this threshold. However, implementing network-based assessment in real-world scenarios remains technically challenging, according to the Biesenberger study. Current fMRI technology requires specialized equipment unsuitable for roadside testing, though the researchers note they are exploring portable alternatives that could measure brain connectivity patterns more practically. Network fragmentation patterns at 0.08% BSE predicted subjective intoxication levels more accurately than blood alcohol concentration alone, revealing why identical BSE levels produce different impairment experiences across individuals. Biesenberger et al., Drug and Alcohol Dependence, 2025. Key takeaways: alcohol at legal limits reorganizes brain networks rather than simply sedating neural activity. Biesenberger study. Network fragmentation degree predicts subjective intoxication better than blood alcohol concentration alone. Biesenberger study. Individual variations in brain connectivity explain why identical BAC levels produce different impairment experiences. Biesenberger study. Current legal testing methods may provide incomplete assessment of actual cognitive impairment. Biesenberger study. Frequently asked questions: how does alcohol reorganize brain networks? According to the Biesenberger study, alcohol fragments communication pathways between brain regions, creating isolated clusters that struggle to coordinate effectively. This disrupts executive function and sensory processing more than previously understood sedative effects. Why do people feel differently intoxicated at the same BAC? The Biesenberger research found that individual brain network responses vary significantly, even at identical blood alcohol concentrations. Those with greater network fragmentation experience stronger subjective intoxication effects than those whose connectivity patterns remain more intact. Could this change legal alcohol testing methods? While the Biesenberger research provides important insights, the study notes that implementing brain network assessment in real-world scenarios remains technically challenging. Current legal frameworks still rely on blood alcohol concentration as the most practical measurement standard. The Biesenberger findings represent a significant advancement in understanding alcohol's neurological effects and may eventually inform more personalized approaches to impairment assessment in both clinical and legal contexts. Source: alcohol at the legal limit doesn't just sedate your brain, it reorganizes the connections between regions. At context, limit alcohol reorganizes brain networks, not just sedation. Description: alcohol at 0.08% BAC reorganizes brain networks, not just sedation. fMRI study shows network fragmentation predicts intoxication better than blood alcohol levels alone. Author: AdType Organization, name GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AdType Organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-522. Date modified 2026-05-22. At context: does alcohol reorganize brain networks? Accepted answer: answer, text. According to the Biesenberger study, alcohol fragments communication pathways between brain regions, creating isolated clusters that struggle to coordinate effectively. This disrupts executive function and sensory processing more than previously understood sedative effects. At type question, name: why do people feel differently intoxicated at the same BAC? Accepted answer: at type answer, text. The Biesenberger research found that individual brain network responses vary significantly even at identical blood alcohol concentrations. Those with greater network fragmentation experience stronger subjective intoxication effects than those whose connectivity patterns remain more intact. At type question, name: could this change legal alcohol testing methods? Accepted answer: at type and text. While the Biesenberger research provides important insights, the study notes that implementing brain network assessment in real-world scenarios remains technically challenging. Current legal frameworks still rely on blood alcohol concentration as the most practical measurement standard.